Good morning. Everyone happy this morning? Good. Everyone feeling the love of the Lord this morning? Yeah, good. So, today we're going to give you a little bit of an insight into what happened in the lead up to Crushing Guitars.
Thank you.
You all right about that? So, it's not Palm Sunday, and that's an odd thing, right? So, we're doing something a bit like Palm Sunday, but it's not Palm Sunday. There is a reason for that, and the reason for that is that next weekend I'm not available. So we had to sort of do it this weekend. It's not strictly the triumphant entry. The triumphant entry is the end of what we've got prepared for you today. It's a little bit about what happened before that, but ending on the triumphant entry, okay? So we've spent some time in our youth group on a Monday just looking through this. We've had an exciting time sort of looking at what it is that Jesus was going through before he got to Jerusalem. There are some really interesting stories that happened on the way to Jerusalem, and we'll touch on a few of them. And just while I'm up here in a minute and people get ready, I'd like to talk very briefly about the fig tree. Are you all familiar with the fig tree? Do you all know the fig tree story? Because it's an odd one, and not many people do know about it or seem to understand the significance about what the fig tree is about. At one point, Jesus, and the only time in the Old Testament, gets hungry. The only time. And he turns to his disciples and he says, "I'm hungry." And one of them says, there's a fig tree over there. Now, there's all kinds of internet wrangling about whether Jesus should have known that the fig tree didn't have fruit, or as he's God's son, he should have known that it wasn't the right season for there to be fruit. Put all that aside. But when he went up to the tree, there wasn't any fruit for him. So he curses the tree, and the tree withers and dies. It's a really odd bit just before he enters Jerusalem. Why would he go up to a tree that wouldn't bear any fruit anyway, even though he was hungry, even though he knew it wouldn't, and it didn't produce any fruit, so he cursed it and it died? It's almost like anger. I want to make it very clear, it's not anger. But it does speak about the seriousness of what God was facing, what Jesus was facing. Because his trip into Jerusalem, we always think of it as Hosanna, Hallelujah, our hands in the air, raising palms. And for Jesus, it was a very, very different story indeed. It's almost as if he wasn't really cursing the tree, but he was cursing God's people themselves. Almost as if Israel was being cursed itself. Almost as if God was saying, "Your time has come. All the chances you've had have come to an end. And the hinge of the door of time is about to shut. And a new beginning is about to happen." Which is true. I don't know if any of you have ever heard John preach from Ebenezer Church, but whenever he preaches, he always mentions the Chronicles of Narnia. And I love the Chronicles of Narnia. Anyone here read the Chronicles of Narnia? Anyone read them all? Okay, I can't recommend two of them the most. And they're the two that never ever get mentioned. The first one is The Magician's Nephew, the one actually that was written last. But one of the most interesting ones because it explains where everything comes from in the Chronicles of Narnia. The last battle is about the end of time. And there's a great bit in there where there's a door, and this door is open for a large portion of the book. Two creation beings are trying to deceive Narnia at that time. But God comes and opens a door. He gives everybody one last opportunity to go through that door. There is another door that opens later on in that story, and everybody has to pass through that door. But what happens on the other side of that door is decided on how you lived previously. The time of the fig tree was a bit like that. The door was open, but it was closing. Because even though those people were shouting, "Hosanna, blessed be the King of David," we all know that within 5 days, they'd be saying, "Barabbas, Barabbas." That's quite astonishing and speaks a lot about the fickleness of people. Not everyone in here, of course. But people are fickle, are they not? Because we're sinful in nature and only forgiven by the blood and covering of Christ.